Hannah Boussière Kim's musical life started with classical piano, progressed to violin, and grew to include harp, electric guitar, bass, and drums. Now, the Korean-Canadian artist's music sounds like this. That's from Kim's debut album, Duality, which dropped earlier this month under her performing name, Luna Lee. She joins us now from Toronto to talk about it. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So to give our audience a little background here, during the pandemic, you went viral with these lovely musical interludes that you posted on social media. Playing all of the instruments from your bedroom. You called them your jams. How did that influence this first album?
Yeah, it's been kind of an interesting trajectory with that because I've been working on this album for 4 years, actually, which feels like a very long time, especially in your early 20s. And the jams kind of came about halfway through that process. It's a big kind of span of the 4 years with the jams kind of sandwiched in the middle.
I really like the song Alone But Not Lonely. It takes you from this sort of lofty, bouncy open to this rocking guitar jam. Let's listen to a bit.
Okay, great.
This song seems to speak to the pandemic experience because, you know, so many of us had to find different ways to connect and maintain relationships. What's your story behind this song?
It was actually so fitting that it was released during the pandemic because I actually wrote it pre-pandemic. I had just moved out of my parents' house for the very first time, got my own apartment. I had a couple of roommates, and they were basically never home, and we had so many cockroaches. We were downtown Toronto, and I was just feeling really lonely and sad just sitting in the apartment with all the cockroaches, and I decided to kind of just make a song to cheer myself up, and Alone But Not Lonely kind of became a mantra to me that I repeated to myself until it really became true.
For a while, you were on your way to play violin in an orchestra. What finally pulled you away from that and more toward this dreamy pop sound that you formed?
So after high school, I think, like everyone, I felt sort of the pressure to go to university. I ended up going to McGill in Montreal for violin. And we had this one class that basically every week we had a guest speaker. And they were each kind of in a different career path that you could take after doing the program. And I just remember sitting there week after week and thinking, I don't want to do any of these jobs. And around that time, I had also just really gotten more involved with the Toronto music scene and seeing my friends back home being a part of that. I just really wanted to start making my own music. So I dropped out after one semester and with the support of my parents, which was really amazing, and my friends were supportive, and that made a huge difference. And I moved back to Toronto to kind of just start my own project.
Tell me how you came up with your first album's title, Duality. What does that mean to you?
So the name Duality first came about when I was having a conversation with my producer, Brayden, and he noted that a lot of the songs on my album really didn't just have one theme or emotion. If it was sad lyrics, there would be a happy melody, or if it was a happy song, there would still be some element of anxiety or uncertainty. And so I was doing a big brainstorm for album titles in my notebook, and the word Duality came up. And as I was thinking about it more, I realized how much it really applied to my identity. first of all, my musical identity with trying to blend my classical background with like these newfound rock and pop and R&B sounds that I was exploring, but also my heritage being half Korean and half Canadian. And so it just really, really felt like a fitting title, not just for the music, but also just for where I was at in life.
Let's also talk a little bit about the moon. It's a theme that you come back to in your music. It's even part of your performance persona, Luna Lee.
Yes.
It's on several tracks. Let's listen to the song Misery Moon. What draws you to the moon?
I've always just thought that the moon has a really special and powerful feminine energy. And that was just always something that felt so inspiring and magical to me and kind of just undeniable that I wanted to have it be a really big part in my art. Growing up and, you know, being part of the Toronto scene, I didn't really see a lot of women and especially Asian women performing. And so when I started out, I kind of made this point that I really wanted to be a big part of representation and working with more women and having more women play in my band and be seen on stage, which ties into the whole idea of feminine energy.
Another song, Silver Into Rain, is a collaboration with the singer Biba Doobie. I'm too young for my age, too shy for the stage, too careful to be brave. What is this song about? Is this about sort of growing up?
Yeah, it's about growing and my insecurities about myself and, you know, wondering if I can be good enough to pursue this like craft and public persona in music. And I really created the name Luna Lee in order to have something to step outside of myself. And Luna could be someone who was like more confident and more big on stage. And that really helped me with my stage presence whilst having these kind of insecurities about my own self. So that was a really big help. But I wrote that song when it was raining in Toronto for I think 10 days straight and everything was wet. My shoes were soaked all week and I was just really feeling down because of the rain, and that whole song came out of it.
That's multi-instrumentalist and singer Luna Lee. Her debut album, Duality, is out now. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.